Tomorrow, Pakistan's military ruler, General Pervez Musharraf, will seek election for another 5-year term as president. Musharraf has been a key U.S. ally in the war against terrorism, but his plan to remain in office ran into a last-minute setback today from Pakistan's Supreme Court. They ruled that the winner of the election won't be formally announced until the court has finished hearing petitions that challenge Musharraf's candidacy. NPR's Philip Reeves is in Islamabad.
Musharraf and his team of advisers are sure of one thing. The general will tomorrow win the most votes. He has sufficient support within Pakistan's national and provincial parliaments, the bodies which elect the country's president. But although the results will almost certainly be known at once, the victor won't be officially announced for days. This is because Pakistan's Supreme Court today decided it needs more time to consider last-minute petitions filed by Musharraf's opponents alleging he's not eligible to run. The winner will only be formally declared, the court said, after the court's decided whether the general's candidacy is legal. On the face of it, this is grim news for Musharraf. Yet that's not the way author and journalist Zahid Hussain sees it.
Today's decision has cleared the way for him. So basically, he has won this battle.
The argument goes like this. The main threat to Musharraf's re-election strategy was never the opposition parties, who are divided and inept. It was always the Supreme Court, emboldened now after defying Musharraf by reinstating the country's chief justice, who he tried to sack. The court could today have declared it illegal for Musharraf to run in tomorrow's election or postpone the poll until it had made its mind up. But it is allowing the election to go ahead.
Number one, it's a unanimous decision.
Set upon by television cameras as he left court today, the government's most senior lawyer, Attorney General Malik Abdul Qayyum, welcomed today's decision.
Number two, it has upheld our point of view that the election process must go on.
Zahid Hussain believes that once the election's held, and Musharraf, as expected, wins the most votes, it won't be easy for the court to change the outcome.
This will be very difficult for the court to reverse the election. He's assured of his re-election now. Nothing can stop him from that. The crisis he was facing for the last 9 months is over.
And it has been a crisis. One so serious that last weekend it saw pitched battles in the streets of the capital, in which the police pounded a few hundred lawyers with sticks and rocks. The crisis began in March, when Musharraf's attempt to sack the Chief Justice sparked a wave of protests from lawyers and civil society activists. Since then, his popularity's plunged, although in an interview with Pakistan's Dawn TV this week, Musharraf was evidently stung by suggestions that he's now deeply unpopular.
Yes, indeed, my popularity graph went down. But if anyone says that I become unpopular, I don't agree with that. I have my own methods of finding out, and I'm very sure of it.
Musharraf now insists that if re-elected, he will carry out his promise to give up the post of army chief. He's even named a successor. He's also entered into a power-sharing agreement with former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto, leader of the largest opposition party, who's planning to return to Pakistan this month. Today, their deal progressed further. Musharraf signed an amnesty, clearing her of corruption charges, satisfying one of her main demands. But many more problems undoubtedly lie ahead for Musharraf, even if he is eventually declared the legitimate winner of tomorrow's election. Few expect his partnership with Bhutto to be easy. And he has yet to figure out how to tackle the Taliban and others who are running amok in northwest Pakistan, while his army is taking heavy losses and appears to be suffering from a collapse in morale. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.